El Chapo was found guilty the other day, and the Wall Street Journal did this story about, you know, how he was transporting his stuff, just kind of how he ran his
deal. In every way possible.
Yeah. Okay, so it says here, in the late 80s, the cartel wheeled bricks of coke through an underground tunnel it dug from Agua Prieta, Mexico, to Douglas, Arizona. They're right across the border from each other, those two. The Mexican entrance was covered by a pool table that lifted from the concrete floor with a hydraulic system. It was a pool table.
Nice.
Law enforcement discovered the tunnel in 1990 after a cartel member forgot to lower the pool table. And there's a picture of the pool. They actually have a picture of the pool table. That thing, it looks like it went up about 5 or 6 feet, and then you could just drop in underneath the pool table into the tunnel. And then somebody, you know, they got it. The guys got into the tunnel, and last dude in the tunnel, you're supposed to remember to hit the button and close the pool table.
A bar I worked at in early 20s, it was on the third floor of this deal, and we had an after-hours party when it was one of the employees' last days. And so it's after-hours. You're not supposed to be up there and doing that. And someone didn't close the elevator. The cops came up. Dude got in trouble.
And that was it.
Yep.
Guzman needed to quickly figure out a plan B to move tons of cocaine inventory. Cartel members hatched a plan to smuggle cocaine across the Tijuana border to Los Angeles on large trucks inside jalapeno cans. The cans were packaged in Mexican warehouses using labels that imitated those of a real chili pepper company. Workers packed them with a special gravel that would mimic the sound and weight of water if they were shaken by inspectors.
How many hours did they have to perfect that?
No kidding. El Chapo also came up with a way to move the drugs by train. At the ends of each train car, El Chapo's workers welded metal walls where vacuum-sealed bags of cocaine and marijuana were hidden. The bags were smeared with grease to ward off drug-sniffing dogs, and workers poured 2 inches of oil to the bottom of the train car to deter U.S. inspectors from stepping inside. The cartel leased warehouses and train cars using front companies that looked like legitimate businesses importing cooking oil. Workers installed train spurs inside warehouses in cities like Chicago and New York, where they could park the trains and sledgehammer the drugs out of the metal walls without arousing law enforcement suspicion. The trains returned to Mexico carrying legitimate cargo. They had built train tracks.
Oh, yeah.
The trains carried up to $800 million worth of drugs into the U.S.
By land, by sea, by air, tunnel.
Architects built stash houses for El Chapo with beds that could lift above the ground, revealing passages to underground safes. So he'd have the getaway right underneath his bed. The largest amount stored in a single location was more than $20 million.
When is the Chapo Narcos coming up? Is that like season 5?
That might be the next one. You can see they're starting to go in that direction. In 2008, he hired as his top specialist a millennial college dropout with his own startup. Christian Rodriguez, this guy's name, a young cybersecurity expert. And El Chapo asked this guy to install spy software that would let him track the locations of his associates' phones and remotely turn on their microphones to eavesdrop on their conversations.
Yeah.
He wanted to hear what
you
his workers...
You badmouth the boss.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to hear what his workers and his girlfriends were saying behind his back. So he had that set up. That's like that FaceTime thing that that we just found out about with Apple. But all the
it's
different...
like having a baby monitor in everybody's room.
Yeah, he can check in on anybody whenever he wanted to do that, man.
And we can check in on him anytime we want to. We know where he's going to be for a while.
The Alcatraz of the Rockies will be his accommodation.